This is Fresh Air. Our jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review of a new album by trumpet player Terrell Stafford. Stafford leads his own groups and has recorded with Bobby Watson, Matt Wilson, and the Clayton Brothers, among others, and runs the jazz program at Temple University in Philadelphia. Stafford's new album honors another Philadelphia trumpeter, the late Lee Morgan.
Terrell Stafford playing Hocus Pocus by Lee Morgan from Stafford's new album, mostly devoted to Morgan tunes, Brother Lee Love. Inviting comparison to that great trumpet forebear is risky, but Stafford catches Morgan's fearless spirit and asserts his own voice. Terrell Stafford has a warm and hefty tone and a personal way of breaking up swings, alternating strong and weak accents to vary his phrasing. I like that sneaky paraphrase of Mona Lisa toward the end there. Terrell Stafford loves a playful quotation, same as Lee Morgan did. One key reason, or five, that his tribute album works so well is Stafford's quintet. They've been recording together for a decade with only one personnel change. And Stafford and tenor saxophonist Tim Warfield have played together way longer than that. Terrell Stafford and Tim Warfield on Lee Morgan's Carolyn, retracing Morgan's and Hank Mobley's steps from 1963. There isn't too much down-tempo stuff on Stafford's Brother Lee Love. This band wants to strut. The solos are all fresh, but sometimes they'll mimic Lee Morgan's arrangements, and sometimes the rhythm section will punch them up for a hyper-real version of classic hard bop. When pianist Bruce Barth gets going, his two-fisted solos have headlong momentum. The great Chicago drummer Dana Hall gives him an extra push. Morgan's Boogaloo, Yes I Can, No You Can't. The title's an apparent dig at Sammy Davis Jr.'s then-current autobiography, Yes I Can, a jibe consistent with Morgan's cocky attitude. Terrell Stafford's band catches that in abundance, but even in the thick of it, they may simmer down a minute for contrast. Here's Stafford and bassist Peter Washington on Speedball, Morgan's blues name for the cocaine and heroin cocktail. Thank you. Terrell Stafford's solos sometimes hint at another of his inspirations, Wynton Marsalis. Like Lee Morgan, Marsalis digested some prominent influences on the way to being influential himself. That's pretty much the Terrell Stafford story, too. So it goes in oral traditions like jazz. Even if you start out telling other people's tales, in the retelling, those tales will become your own.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Point of Departure and is the author of Why Jazz. He reviewed Brotherly Love, the new album by trumpet player Terrell Stafford. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, I'll talk with writer Vendela Vida, who's the co-founder of the literary magazine The Believer. Her husband Dave Eggers founded the literary journal McSweeney's. Vida's new novel, The Diver's Clothes Lie Empty, was on our book critic Maureen Corrigan's list of four books for early summer reading. She described it as both a travel cautionary tale and a fantasy about the infinite possibility that travel offers. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Our associate producer for online media is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shurrock directs the show. I'm Terry Gross.